Salvage operations are now underway in Juneau to raise a 96-foot World War II-era tugboat that sank near downtown last September. The current owner has refused to take responsibility for the wrecked vessel, which could still be a pollution hazard, so the Coast Guard is taking charge, and they're leading efforts to remove and dispose of the vessel. KTOO's Matt Miller prepared this report.
The Tug Challenger is approximately 300 gross tons.
We still need a pretty hefty crane, though, right?
Yes.
That's Coast Guard Commander Patrick Hilbert, incident commander for the operation. And he says the wreck is a substantial threat to the environment. A containment boom still encircles the area above the wreck, almost directly across the channel from the yacht club in downtown Juneau. Hilbert says a very small amount of sheen, what they called unrecoverable oil product, appears at the surface every day. There could be as much as 9,500 gallons of fuel and lube oil still inside the wreck.
You know, thick wooden hull built post-World War II, so it's a very beefy tug. And then that was one of the reasons why we were unable to, during efforts in September and early October, when diving on the vessel and trying to remove the fuel at that time, you know, we were not successful in getting all the fuel off the vessel.
The contractors, Global Diving and Salvage and Southeast Alaska Lighterage, just finished with their dive assessments. A crane will be barged in over the wreck.
They'll be taking the steps to rig the vessel such that they hope to be able to refloat the vessel, dewater it post-refloating, and then tow it to another area here in Juneau, ultimately to then remove any remaining oils or hazardous materials on board.
Hilbert says they hope to have the vessel raised and dismantled within 2 months. Any wood contaminated with fuel oil will be disposed of according to hazardous materials procedures. The $900,000 cost of the operation will be covered by the National Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund, authorized by the Oil Pollution Act following the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. The fund is largely maintained with an 8-cent per barrel tax placed on oil imports. Hilbert says Captain Shannon Green, the commanding officer for Coast Guard Sector Juneau, started working on a plan to tap the fund since the Challenger sinking in September. Coast Guard Commandant Paul Zukoff approved Green's plan and use of the funds in mid-January.
So post the actual operation, the National Pollution Fund Center that manages this fund for the Coast Guard will take, you know, action to try to recover costs associated with this removal and destruction.
So it may require litigation or liens or anything else like that?
That is correct.
Have you had any sort of cooperation or any contact with the current owner of the vessel?
The current owner has not, you know, claimed any responsibility for actually owning the vessel.
Okay, so in other words, it sounds like you haven't had a very satisfactory conversation with them.
That is correct.
The Juneau Police Department has loaned their mobile incident command center for Coast Guard personnel to monitor the salvage operation from the yacht club parking lot. In addition, Hilbert says they'll have a marine mammal specialist on site at all times to monitor potential impacts to local species, and they'll place a deflection boom at Douglas Island Pink and Chum, or DIPAC hatchery, nearby to protect resources there in case of an unplanned discharge of oil. For now, traffic in Juneau's Gastineau Channel will not be restricted, but Hilbert says they will likely establish a no-wake zone during the actual salvage operation. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.